This is what Californians have longed to hear. Rain from a powerful storm that's drenched much of the drought-stricken state for 2 days. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports the storm has provoked a few headaches, but a lot more smiles in Southern California.
Is 2 inches of rain anything to write home about? In Southern California, it is. The storm is a big deal. Just ask Rich Atwater. He's president of the Southern California Water Committee, which represents nonprofits and utilities that secure water supplies for about 20 million people.
I live up in Pasadena, next to the San Gabriel Mountains, and we probably got 3 or 4 inches in the last day or so.
But Atwater's about to deliver the buzzkill. This storm isn't going to put a dent in the historic drought.
We probably need storms like this almost every week or two through March to get us even to a, you know, above normal wet winter.
And forecasters say that's highly unlikely. In the short term, what's more probable? Mudslides. Nervous homeowners next to wildfire-scarred hillsides and canyons have been stacking up sandbags. Our colleague at member station KPCC here in L.A., Sharon McNary, has been out in some of the canyons today.
I'm at a debris basin at the top of Rainbow Drive in Glendora, a city at the base of some burned mountains in the San Gabriel Mountains area. There's been concern in the city about mudslides coming down and hurting the community. The streets are lined with concrete K-rails and sandbags, but so far the concern has not been realized. They've done a lot of work to keep it that way. About 2 a.m. this morning, a work crew had to come up and clean out that whole debris basin, and it looks like this morning's rains might have filled it right back up with mud.
That's Sharon McNary of KPCC. Yet, as the first big storm in months hammers this region, it's safe to say few people are complaining.
Yeah, yesterday we couldn't jog because it was raining, so. But we love it. It's been like a long time that it hasn't rained. It's nice to have rain back, you know.
This is jogger Miriam Seyoun at the popular Baldwin Hills Park in L.A. Nearby, Ali Katumba is taking advantage of a brief respite in the deluge to work out.
Actually, when you are here, you can't even realize the rain because you are sweating and all that, so you feel good.
But running and even walking in parts of the city where decent rain hasn't fallen in months isn't really for the faint of heart. You have to dodge big puddles of water that really look like they could be public health hazards. Then there's all the runoff, that nasty cocktail of mud and trash pouring into the concrete canals that drain to the ocean. This storm has also brought flight delays at LAX and numerous accidents. See, there's so much old, dried-up oil residue on L.A.'s streets and freeways that when it does rain like this, some roads turn into slip-and-slides. Fortunately for commuters, this storm is expected to move out of the region later tonight. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Culver City.